UTC's director of opera, Perry Ward, not only is a teacher, but a singer, director, and a conductor. For over 30 years, Mr. Ward has performed on stage with several major regional opera companies in the United States. Mr. Ward will perform with UTC students in the upcoming production, An Evening of Opera Scenes, in the Roland Hayes Concert Hall this Friday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m.
We will be presenting six scenes over the course of the evening, and doing opera scenes means that we are taking small sections out of a larger work to present in not in a performance format, but not a we won't be doing a full production. So we're taking little excerpts and performing those excerpts. Part of this is in preparation for our production in the spring. We use the Scenes program to help develop the students' skills as performers and as actors. And we do it in small segments and then move on to a larger work in the spring.
So coming up to a scene, if someone's in the audience and they're not familiar with the play, do you lead them up, tell the story up until that scene, or... How is that done?
That's an excellent question, and I have done it in different ways. This year I'm trying something, because I'm performing in one of the scenes this year, I don't want to be standing out there doing a lot of speaking in between the scenes. If it becomes necessary for me to set up a scene by describing it a little bit, I will do that. But I'm trying this year to use some more extensive program notes to let people know what has happened in the opera up until that point to the scene that they are going to see. And so I'm trying to do that this year with program notes rather than me talking.
Okay. And what are the scenes that you all will be performing?
We are, this year, we have a couple of big anniversaries. It is the bicentennial of Giuseppe Verdi's birth in October of 1813. So we're going to do two scenes by Verdi, one from a very early work, Un Giorno di Regno, which means King for a Day. And that is one of his very few comic operas. He wrote two comic operas, one at the very beginning of his career and one at the very end of his career. And this is a very early work. If you come and hear it, you will recognize that it sounds a whole lot like Rossini, that style of opera, early 19th century Italian opera. And it's a charming little work. We're performing that in an English translation since it is a comedy. I traditionally like to perform comic operas in the language of the audience who's coming to see it. So since that's a comic work, we'll be performing that work in English. And the second work is from a much more mature period of Verdi's life. This is an opera called Simon Boccanegra, originally written in 1857, but we are performing the 1881 revision. So this is a very, very mature Verdi at work. And comparing these two scenes side by side, you will hear his development as a composer and as a dramatist in those two scenes. So glad we have the opportunity to perform some very interesting works by this great Italian opera composer. Mm-hmm. And then the second anniversary is Benjamin Britten, who celebrates a 100th centennial. He was born in November of 1913. And Britten is very close to me because I worked with a director by the name of Colin Graham while I was a student in St. Louis and also a young professional in St. Louis. And Colin was the director of the last six world premieres of Britten's operas. So he had a very close personal connection to Britten, and he taught us, those of us who were fortunate to work with him, he taught us a great deal about how Britten wrote his operas, how he developed them, and I'm very happy to be able to share that with my students and give them kind of a direct line back to that composer. And we're doing two other scenes. One's a Gilbert and Sullivan scene from Ruddy Gore, just to kind of lighten up the evening and have a little bit of fun. And then our finale is the great ensemble, A Weekend in the Country, from Sondheim's A Little Night Music.
And I assume that this is also good for your students to see you also perform professionally.
Well, that was a consideration that went into this. I have done a couple of things. I performed a couple of years ago when we did Gondoliers, another Gilbert and Sullivan work. And yes, this is a nice opportunity for them to see someone who has done this professionally and give them a little bit different perspective. We also have a young man who is part of our program this year, Dexter Howard, who has music theater experience in New York, quite a fine young singer and young actor. So we have quite a variety of experience level on the stage. And yes, it really does, for our younger students, it really does give them this great example to see.
An evening of opera scenes begins at 7:30 p.m. in UTC's Roland Hayes Concert Hall this Friday, November 1st. For tickets, call 423-425-4601. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mark Colbert.